Support for NPR podcasts comes from Acura, featuring the all-new turbocharged Acura RDX with available real-time traffic alerts. More at acura.com/RDX.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH in Boston. And here in America, we are ankle deep in a big political campaign. I do have a policy statement to make. Here on Morning Stories, we do not cover controversial issues. If by covering you mean picking one side over the other, we figure it's more useful to understand where people are coming from in their own lives if they happen to end up on opposite sides of a political argument. Besides, if you really want name-calling, you can always tune in a political campaign spot. So for today's Morning Story, we thought we'd take you, as a public service, behind the scenes to hear exactly how political campaign spots are really made. We call it Fum for Clackett.
Bill, you all warmed up in there, Bill?
Yeah. What are we doing today, Larry?
It's a last-minute commercial for the Fum for Clackett for Senate campaign. You got this script there? It's over there.
Right here.
Okay, good. Let's do it. Okay. Rolling on Fum for Clackett for Senate. Take one, make it sing, baby.
Fum for Clackett. You know where he stands. Yeah, actually, I don't. Where does he stand, Larry?
I don't know. What difference does it make?
Well, there's a long list of issues here, Larry. Am I supposed to sound for him or against him?
Try both. We'll pick one later, okay?
Oh, okay. Fum for Clackett. You know where he stands on taxes, abortion, the economy, condoms in the school.
Great. Okay, now sound for them.
Okay. Fum for Clackett. You know where he stands on taxes, abortion, the economy, condoms in the school.
Beautiful. Okay, now for the finish, just read his name.
What? Just Fum for Clackett?
Yeah, Fum for Clackett.
Well, what's going to be on the screen?
Well, picture this. It's early in the morning. Birds are singing. Mm-hmm. We got Fum for Clackett leaving the house. His wife and dog are in the background. He's got a three-piece suit and a briefcase, and he's taking out the garbage.
That's beautiful, Larry.
So say his name.
Fum for Clackett.
Need something, Bill. Try saying his name like it's the answer to a question.
You mean like what rhymes with Grimble Gracket, Fum for Clackett?
Yeah, only without the question mark. Try another.
Who's the guy with the beady eyes? Fum for Clackett.
Good. Another.
Who got indicted for tax evasion last year? Fum for Clackett.
Great. One more.
Who's probably not going to pay his campaign bills? Fum for Clackett.
Beautiful. That's the one. You can go, Bill.
Say, listen, Larry.
Yeah?
He is going to pay, isn't he?
Who?
Fum for Clackett.
Sure. Soon as he wins the election, Bill. Catch you later.
Larry? Larry? Larry! Fum for Clackett.
That's today's Morning Story. Fum for Clackett, First Senate. And I'm here in the studio with Citizen Gary Mott.
Finally, a candidate with the courage
to say nothing.
To stand on every side of every issue.
Fum for Clackett, whatever you want. I did do a television version of that little thing a number of years ago. This is definitely from our archives, although
no kidding.
I'm kind of struck by how timely it still seems to me to be. But for the TV version, we actually shot that moment of Fum for Clackett leaving the house. So I got dressed up in this three-piece suit, and I tried to assume the expression of our president of the United States at the time. I won't say who that was. But he looked rather dopey, and he had two fingers up in a V sign.
Sure.
While he's trying to hold onto a garbage bag. And his wife, if she ever had a personality, is clearly all gone because she's given it up for the sake of his career. And he really doesn't deserve it.
I'm seeing it on YouTube.
Hey, now there's an idea.
Tony, do you have personal experience with like any real political campaign?
Sadly, Gary, I've never been able to make up a single thing. It's all based on personal experience.
No kidding.
Well, I used to...
Tell me more.
I used to do voiceovers for a living, and this was for the presidential political campaign of Ted Kennedy many, many years ago. He wasn't there, but his campaign managers were guys with their sleeves all rolled up, you know, and from out of town. They were from Washington or New York or whatever. And they said, okay, here's your script. And there was one word on the script, Kennedy. I looked at it and I said, well, what kind of feeling in particular do you want? And he gave me the best direction I ever had in my life.
What's that?
The direction was, say his name like it's the answer to a question.
Okay. So what was the first question that came to mind?
Who's got the biggest head of any politician I have ever seen?
So how many takes?
You know, not many. Maybe five, six, something like that.
Checks in the mail.
Well, you know, now that you mention it, Gare, I don't know if I ever got paid for that. Maybe I could run for president. That way I'd get national prominence and Kennedy would have to pay me back.
Tony, we're making jokes about people's platforms and what they stand for. What do you stand for? What would be the content of a political spot?
That I am really as unqualified as anyone could be, but I am prepared to learn from the position and from the people. And I have a huge advantage, of course, which is most people don't even know what I look like.
That's an advantage.
If you're willing to go with me on this one, Gare, we could go places.
I'm with you.
Are you tired of seeing your favorite presidential candidate embarrass himself at photo opportunities?
As president, I'll make this bayou safe for wildlife again.
Well, my God, what is that? An iguana! What's an iguana? Get it off me! Get it off me! Get it off
me! Or blow it on the evening news?
I thought you were screening these questions.
Shh, your mic is on. Oops. Better wave.
Then vote for me, Tony Khan, the only presidential candidate who promises to stay completely off TV. As America's only all-radio candidate, I'll never disappoint you with the way I look or the way I behave in public. Even more, you'll be able to imagine anything about me you want. Want to think of me as a world-class athlete? No problem.
Wow, he swims better than Tsongas.
A war hero and family man. Just say the word.
Don't play with Daddy's medals.
With radio, I won't need expensive spin doctors to create a winning image. Just simple sound effects that cost pennies a day. As your radio president, I'll be saving you a fortune in Washington, too, by creating imaginary and cost-effective triumphant trips to Europe, summits with world powers, even medal-winning performances at the Olympics.
I didn't know he could do the luge.
So vote for me, Tony Khan, the candidate who respects your imagination, your budget, and your peace of mind.
Paid for by the Tony Khan for President Committee. Take our word for it. He's got great hair.
That is fantastic. Vote for Tony Khan or just vote for Morning Stories.
Maybe a better idea. Considering where we've gone with this podcast, we really need to hear from you.
WGBH.org/morningstories is our campaign headquarters. And
we'll be back soon. And that's a promise.
Bumper Clackett.